Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Well, the Christmas period is upon us and thoughts turn to perhaps road trips, bit of holiday, getting out and doing things. So I thought it was probably a good time to revisit the Strathbogie Story Towns series. Now, what they did was the council there collaborated with a podcast producer to produce little stories about each of the towns. Now, we've played all of the other ones in the past, but we haven't played the Ruffy story. So I thought it might be timely to visit Ruffy this morning with the Strathbogie Story Towns podcast on Ruffy. Now, you can check out all the different Strathbogie Story Towns stories on the 1FM SoundCloud channel, or you can go to strathbogie.com/storytowns and you can find them all on there. They might inspire a few travels for you over the holiday period. So without saying anything more, I'm going to bring you Ruffy. Ruffy Rocks, Granite Hills.
Driving into Ruffy, you're struck by the beauty of the place. Yep, it's a tiny town, but with the rolling hills and the lush farmland, which you can probably see right now, does it remind you a little bit of Yorkshire in England, if you've been that way? And if you're driving at the right time, you might notice a stunning light. So pull over and get out of your car, because this place is a dream for artists and photographers. It's also great grazing country, and it's a real farming community. Sheep and beef are the lifeblood of this town. And I know what you're thinking, what a great name for a town. Like myself, you're probably no doubt wondering about the origins of this name. So that is the first question I had when I caught up with Helen McDougall, who owns the Ruffy Produce Store.
And it was two brothers from Yorkshire. They were actually French, and they fled to England and then Australia. They were both printers.
Do we know why they called it Ruffy?
Well, they were actually French, and they were from a place called Ruffy. And that was their surname.
The Ruffy Brothers. What a great name.
The Ruffy Brothers. It sounds like a removalist firm, doesn't it?
It really does.
Helen's been in Ruffy for quite a long time, but she says she's still not a local.
I don't have any relatives buried here, so I don't qualify as a local.
Oh, if you've got your family's buried here, then you're a local.
Yes, well, it gives you provenance, you see.
Ruffy is home to about 100 people, and in the township you'll find a few houses, a fire station, a hall built in 1893, a school, which is now a community centre, and Helen's store. The Ruffy store has undergone a few changes following COVID.
We're changing over to being more of a venue, so that weddings, funerals, live music, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, nice.
And when things were normal, it was easy, but COVID really... It was a game changer for everyone.
Okay. Yeah, it was. You're right.
So we'll do more live music and things like that, which will be fun.
The Ruffy store, well, it's not going to be open every day, but it will still be a prominent part of the community, hosting birthdays, weddings, parties and cooking demonstrations. And Helen, she is a great host. She lives on half an acre in the centre of the town and she loves it. She's particularly proud of Ruffy's beautiful old oak trees.
We've been blessed with a fabulous avenue of honour, actually, of oaks, and they are stunning. They are absolutely stunning.
What do we know about those oaks? Do we know who planted them, when they were planted?
I know that they were planted for the return servicemen of the Second World War.
Okay.
So that makes them 46, doesn't it?
And that really makes the identity of Ruffy, yeah?
They do. They really do. And there's a cute little hall. They have music events, which is sponsored by Regional Arts Victoria. And that's a fabulous thing.
Yes, Ruffy is a busy little town. The local community group, Ruff Arts, they are very active, bringing live music to the town. Before arriving in Ruffy, I also heard about a place called The Odd Jug. So I had to ask Helen, what's that all about?
The Odd Jug's just up the road from us. It's about 2 kilometres away. and some proper locals with provenance. And she's mad about jugs and has been collecting them wherever she's gone. And she opens up her garden to groups and busloads to come and have a visit. And she does the most amazing Devonshire teas.
So drop in and say g'day to Pam and Ed for me. With more than 1,000 jugs on display at the Odd Jug, Bruffy is sure to be probably the jug capital of Australia. With those stunning granite hills, which you can probably see now, Ruffy is also a great place for bushwalking. While you're exploring the town, see if you can find the last remaining remnant of the old Ruffy Hotel, which was built in 1888 and burnt down in 1963. And here's a hint, it's next to the hall. After visiting Helen, I actually popped in to see Cass Moore, who's a great local story.
So I live in Ruffy, which is in the Strathbogie Ranges, out of Euroa. Mm-hmm. I grew up about 45 minutes up the road out of Benalla, and my family still live up there. So after all these years of travelling around as in my adult life, I've almost come full circle back to where I grew up.
Cass and her hubby, well, they are the team behind the famous Upton Grove olive oil, which you may have seen in your local store. And this comes from Ruffy.
So we have a small biodynamic orchard. And we grow stone fruit, we grow cherries, peaches and olives. Yeah, so we sell our produce through the Biodynamic Marketing Company in Melbourne. So that's distributed across organic and biodynamic grocers in Melbourne.
I had just one question. What is biodynamic?
Biodynamic is a form of organic agriculture, and it's got a very strong focus on soil health. So there's some methods that are used for fertilising soil, which includes really strong cow manure fertiliser that's mixed up in water, and that's distributed across the land, and it works on the microbes in the soil. And the flavour in the biodynamic fruit's quite intense. Yeah, so it is organic, it's totally chemical free, but yeah, there's a really strong focus on improving soil health.
The Upton Grove products are all quality. They promote them on their Instagram page, and you can also find their oil for sale on the menu at the Fowles Winery in Avenel. So, what is the story behind the Upton Grove name?
Right next to Ruffy is an area that is called Upton Hill. My husband's maternal family name was Upton, and we thought there might have been some relatives.
Ah.
Upton was the name of a massive station up on the Strathbogie Ranges like over 100 years ago, and that's where Upton Hill comes from. So for us, it's a personal family name as well as a district name to call our property Upton Grove.
Thank you, Cass. For the last word on Ruffy, let's return to Helen McDougall at the Ruffy store.
I think we've covered Ruffy, but I want lots of people to come and have parties here.
That's perfect. That's what everyone needs to know right now. Everyone listening?
Yeah,
come we're and have parties there.
We're having parties, but you've got to tell me.
Perfect.
Thanks, Jared.
So enjoy your party in Ruffy. Ruffy rocks granite hills. I'm Jared Pickford. This has been a Storytowns production in partnership with the Strathbogie Shire Council. For more information, click on the information button under this podcast profile. It's a little eye button. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The local property market is hot, and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Goulburn Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we will be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more and more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from knee, hip or foot pain? Have you tried treatments along the journey that have failed to provide the relief you so long for? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Not only do our clients gain relief from our treatments, they usually experience other benefits, including sinus relief, increased energy levels, bladder control, as well as relief from constipation. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You will also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au. Station
sponsor. I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Shepparton Mowers and Leisure is now Power and Play. Drop into the new showroom and check out the wide range of Husqvarna ride-ons, zero turns and power equipment. Power and Play is also now the local Yamaha dealer for all your motorcycles, golf carts, ROVs and much more. A fully serviced workshop is ready to service everything they sell and for all your mower and motorcycle repairs too. It's time to work smart and play hard. Power and Play Shepparton, opposite IGA on New Merca Road. LMCT 12197.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter
and Trevor Franklin from Sport and Road. Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end and brake repairs,
and a full range of Exide batteries,
there's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952,
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.